This is the reading for October 27th. Ezekiel chapter 37. I felt the power of the Lord on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and put me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me around among the bones, and I saw that there were many bones in the valley and that they were very dry. Then he asked me, "Human, can these bones live?" I answered, "Lord God, only you know." He said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says to the bones. I will cause breath to enter you, so you will come to life. I will put muscles on you and flesh on you and cover you with skin. Then I will put breath in you, so you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So I prophesied as I was commanded. While I prophesied, there was a noise and a rattling. The bones came together bone to bone. I looked and saw muscles come on the bones, and flesh grew and skin covered the bones. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, human, and say to the wind, 'This is what the Lord God says. Wind, come from the four winds and breathe on these people who were killed, so they can come back to life.' So I prophesied as the Lord commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, a very large army. Then he said to me, "Human, these bones are like all the people of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope has gone. We are destroyed.' So prophesy and say to them, 'This is what the Lord God says, My people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves. Then I will bring you into the land of Israel. My people, you will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and cause you to come up from them. And I will put my spirit inside you, and you will come to life. Then I will put you in your own land, and you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, says the Lord." The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, "Human, take a stick and write on it, 'For Judah and all the Israelites with him.' Then take another stick and write on it, 'The stick of Ephraim, for Joseph and all the Israelites with him.' Then join them together into one stick, so they will be one in your hand. When your people say to you, 'Explain to us what you mean by this,' say to them, 'This is what the Lord God says. I will take the stick for Joseph and the tribes of Israel with him, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and I will put it with the stick of Judah. I will make them into one stick, and they will be one in my hand. Hold the sticks on which you wrote these names in your hand so the people can see them. Say to the people, 'This is what the Lord God says. I am going to take the people of Israel from among the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel. One king will rule all of them. They will never again be two nations. They will not be divided into two kingdoms anymore. They will not continue to make themselves unclean by their idols, their statues of gods which I hate, or by their sins. I will save them from all the ways they sin and turn against me, and I will make them clean. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be their king, and they will all have one shepherd. They will live by my rules and obey my laws. They will live on the land I gave to my servant Jacob, the land in which your ancestors lived. They will all live on the land forever, they, their children, and their grandchildren. David, my servant, will be their king forever. I will make an agreement of peace with them, an agreement that continues forever. I will put them in their land and make them grow in number. Then I will put my temple among them forever. The place where I live will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. When my temple is among them forever, the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy." Ezekiel chapter 38. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, "Human, look toward Gog of the land of Magog, the chief ruler of the nations of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say, 'The Lord God says this, I am against you, Gog, chief ruler of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws, and I will bring you out with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all of whom will be dressed in beautiful uniforms. They will be a large army with large and small shields, and all having swords. Persia, Cush, and Put will be with them, all of them having shields and helmets. There will also be Gomer with all its troops, and the nation of Togarmah from the far north with all its troops, many nations with you. Be prepared, you and all the armies that have come together to make you their commander. After a long time, you will be called for service. After those years, you will come into a land that has been rebuilt from war. The people in the land will have been gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which were empty for a long time. These people were brought out from the nations, and they will all be living in safety. You will come like a storm. You, all your troops, and the many nations with you will be like a cloud covering the land. This is what the Lord God says. At that time, ideas will come into your mind, and you will think up an evil plan. You will say, I will march against a land of towns without walls. I will attack those who are at rest and live in safety. All of them live without city walls or gate bars or gates. I will capture treasures and take loot. I will turn my power against the rebuilt ruins that now have people living in them. I will attack these people who have been gathered from the nations, who have become rich with farm animals and property, who live at the center of the world. Sheba, Dedan, and the traders of Tarshish, with all its villages, will say to you, Did you come to capture treasure? Did you bring your troops together to take loot? Did you bring them to carry away silver and gold, and to take away farm animals and property? So prophesy, human, and say to Gog, This is what the Lord God says. Now that my people Israel are living in safety, you will know about it. You will come with many people from your place in the far north. You will have a large group with you, a mighty army, all riding on horses. You will attack my people Israel like a cloud that covers the land. This will happen in the days to come when I bring you against my land. Gog, then the nations will know me when they see me prove how holy I am and what I do through you. This is what the Lord God says. You are the one about whom I spoke in past days. I spoke through my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for many years that I would bring you against them. This is what will happen. On the day Gog attacks the land of Israel, I will become very angry, says the Lord God. With jealousy and great anger, I tell you that at that time there will surely be a great earthquake in Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the wild animals, everything that crawls on the ground, and all the people on the earth will shake with fear before me. Also, the mountains will be thrown down, the cliffs will fall, and every wall will fall to the ground. Then I will call for a war against Gog on all my mountains, says the Lord God. Everyone's sword will attack the soldier next to him. I will punish Gog with disease and death. I will send a heavy rain with hailstones and burning sulfur on Gog, his army, and the many nations with him. Then I will show how great I am. I will show my holiness, and I will make myself known to the many nations that watch. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Chapter 2.
For this reason, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard. Then we won't drift away from the truth. After all, the message that the angels brought was reliable, and every violation and act of disobedience was properly punished. So how will we escape punishment if we reject the important message, the message that God saved us? First, the Lord told this saving message. Then those who heard him confirmed that message. God verified what they said through miraculous signs, amazing things, other powerful acts, and with other gifts from the Holy Spirit as he wanted. He didn't put the world that will come, about which we are talking, under the angels' control. Instead, someone has declared this somewhere in Scripture, "What is a mortal that you should remember him, or the Son of Man that you take care of him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You put everything under his control." When God put everything under his Son's control, nothing was left out. However, at the present time, we still don't see everything under his Son's control. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, but we see him crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. Through God's kindness, he died on behalf of everyone. God is the one for whom and through whom everything exists. Therefore, while God was bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was the right time to bring Jesus, the source of their salvation, to the end of his work through suffering. Jesus, who makes people holy, and all those who are made holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus isn't ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will tell my people about your name. I will praise you within the congregation." In addition, Jesus says, "I will trust him." And Jesus says, "I am here with the sons and daughters God has given me." Since all of these sons and daughters have flesh and blood, Jesus took on flesh and blood to be like them. He did this so that by dying, he would destroy the one who had power over death, that is, the devil. In this way, he would free those who were slaves all their lives because they were afraid of dying. So Jesus helps Abraham's descendants rather than helping angels. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters so that he could be merciful. He became like them so that he could serve as a faithful chief priest in God's presence and make peace with God for their sins. Because Jesus experienced temptation when he suffered, he is able to help others when they are tempted.